We are excited to be joined by representatives from Los Angeles Public Library, 72 branches, and then the central branch. And so we are joined by Vivian Kahn Bird, and she is with the Exploration and Creativity Department, and Diane Olivo Posner, also with the Exploration and Creativity Department. So tomorrow is the solar eclipse. So many branches are having viewing parties. This is amazing. So much fun. And you've got the glasses also right at the branches.
We will have them at various branches, yes.
Yeah.
Also distributed lots.
All of these libraries are participating. And do you want to talk to us a little bit about the viewing party? Tell us about the viewing party.
We ran out of actual solar glasses. We provided the alternative of giving out instructions sheets on DIY pinhole viewers. But we did receive 20,000 solar glasses have been distributed. And branches throughout the city have been hosting astronomy solar eclipse programs since June, leading up to the August 21st eclipse. So it's been a great summer of astronomy.
Yeah, of planning for this too, right? How many branches are participating?
59.
Okay. Are the glasses going to be there the morning also? Will you be able to get them tomorrow morning?
At the viewing parties, yes, there will be solar glasses giving out at the viewing party. They will be able to use that to actually view the solar eclipse.
Talk a little bit about some of the viewing parties. So if you were in Venice, you could go to the branch there, and there's the party coffee and croissants and viewing and
I'm not sure if they will be providing coffee and bagels and that in the morning, but I know at this point, based on what we received, there will be for sure at least 29 branches throughout that will be hosting that viewing party.
On the actual August 21st.
Yeah, 21st. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Most of our branches, actually, they're concerning about kids in school. Mm-hmm. They're worried about people not showing up. So most of them are doing programs over the weekend to give out these solar glasses or to provide the safety tips. But on the day of, there will be at least 29 of them. And the branches ranges from Memorial, Felipe de Neve, Bowen Hills, Venice, El Sereno, Chinatown, Studio City, the list goes on. So the best way to find out where it is to visit our website. That's www.lapl.org, and go to our online calendar, and there will be, just type in eclipse, it will come out.
Right, they away. All come up.
Yes.
Right.
It's all on the website, so you can find the closest library to you, and you can do this kind of in your own neighborhood if you want to do the viewing party. Do they start at different times? Is it approximately about 9 o'clock in the morning, or the branch is different?
Pretty much every single branch has set the time to start at 10 a.m. to kind of make sure that you get to see it, at the timing.
Yes.
I believe they time it along with the eclipse.
Yeah.
The maximum viewing.
Yeah, the maximum viewing time.
Right. Yeah. The maximum viewing time, Diane,
yeah,
is, do you know
that? I was going to tell you, at tomorrow at 10:21 a.m., that's the maximum viewing time.
Yeah.
According to what we did find as librarians, doing our research, we also have a great and really hilarious blog written by one of our senior librarians that talks about the eclipse and gives information. So you can go to our website, lapl.org, and look for that blog, and it will give you information from Bob Timmerman, our senior librarian of the science department.
And then you can find where you can join a viewing party, and then while you're there, you find out about your local public library.
Because we just have so much fun at the library and interesting programs that we
provide.
And not just about the solar eclipse, but other really great STEAM programs. So STEAM, in case anyone was out of the loop on that, is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And all through the summer, we've offered programs on STEAM, our Full Steam Ahead initiative. It's going to be over about 450 or almost.
It will be more than 450, probably close to 500 programs for June and July. We're still working on statistics, try to get the actual number, but so far that's what we have.
Will the full STEAM program go into the fall?
Yes,
it's year-round.
And the library today, when you go to the library, like you said, you have access to instant information always. Things are different now than, say, when I was in elementary school. There are so many opportunities for programs, for youth programs, adult programs. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Diane?
So for Exploration and Creativity Department, we provide cultural programming with our LA Made programs at Central, and at a variety of our branches have these amazing programs. Summer, of course, we had summer lunch, mm-hmm. we had summer reading, and we had summer author programs, and we had a partnership with the Dodgers, which was amazing, so we had some Dodger story times, and of course, the Full Steam Ahead programs. And then our other departments under engagement and learning include youth services. So all the teen and young adult and children's librarians that all of us remember growing up with,
yes.
they're still there helping mm-hmm. all of us.
Yeah.
And they have some amazing new initiatives coming. And I want to put a plug out because all the kids for LAUSD have received student success cards or will be receiving. Last year we hit all of kindergartners. So they can check up to 3 books. There are no fines. We really wanted to get library cards in the hands of students so that they would have access to all of our e-media mm-hmm. And databases and availability to check out books without, you know, worrying about returning them.
Yes, yes. That's nice. So Los Angeles Unified School District is working with you and the kids are getting cards.
Correct.
They automatically get their library card.
They're going to be getting it. It's a slow rollout.
Uh-huh.
We had a pilot program. And so hopefully by the end of next year or mm-hmm. this year, the kids will have cards. They're slowly rolling it out to the school district's areas because it's mm-hmm. such a huge school district.
Sure, yeah.
So more information on that. You could also check out our website on that information. And then our lifelong learning team, which would be like adult services, mm-hmm. they have amazing information on citizenship, the source, so we reach out to the homeless community, and of course our engagement and outreach teams, which work with our friends groups who mm-hmm. really bring so many resources to our communities, and outreach. I mean, we have bilingual outreach librarians, which is, you know, very unique in library systems, so we're out there trying to reach out to the community and provide resources that they need and letting them know what we have. A lot
yes.
of people forget, like, what, the library does that?
Yeah. Right, because you have so much technology to work with now.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And we're going to be opening up a maker uh-huh. Maker lab.
We will have a maker space, actually. We're hoping to start the construction soon. That would actually be at the Pio Pico Koreatown branch.
When you say maker, what does the maker part mean?
The maker is basically for people who are really into, I think in the old days, we call it like do-it-yourself, the DIY people,
uh-huh.
the people who like to, you know, tweak things or hacking things. You gave them materials, they would basically integrate technologies pieces into a lot of stuff that we use daily, using the recycling materials mm-hmm. to make something useful. So makers,
it's definitely a community. So
yeah.
makers work together and collaborate,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely a big part of what children and we want them to learn in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have a really amazing DTL Maker Fair. We're calling it the Mini Maker Fair. It'll be our second one mm-hmm. at Central Library, Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes.
So look for that on our webpage. That'll be coming, more information.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be some really unique makers coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching all of us some amazing things.
People learning
for
creativity.
Free. Yes. Right. How
right.
to be creative, how to, you know, collaborate and, you know, get ideas from each other.
There's no cost involved and everything at the library is there for us to have these great opportunities. Unless, of course, you're really late with the book.
Right. And even then, we like a year ago, we had uh-huh. a amnesty program where we
do
said,
you?
Just bring it back. The library loves you.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people were bringing back some very old books.
Nice.
And fines were forgiven.
Getting books back from like 1968 when somebody graduated from high school and
right.
they just forgot. And then here they come back with their book.
Right.
Are there traditional like reading clubs also for kids, reading to kids or reading clubs, adults reading?
Most of our branches are still having these traditional or more mm-hmm. conventional book clubs for geared towards adults, teens, and children.
We also have, of course, preschool story times,
mm-hmm.
Family story times. We're also reaching out to children on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of ways for families to connect at the library.
We've actually been having a lot of these different type of STEAM programs, and coding is one big thing. Most people think learning to code is like learning a new language
yeah.
these days. When we first started, we were always looking at probably just elementary school kids and then teens, but our goal is now to push it to, because we believe you have to start capture these kids mm-hmm. and, you know, keep their interest in STEAM when they're younger. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to push it to, you know, like preschoolers now. So a new goal for this fiscal year is to start pushing these STEAM programs to the younger audience.
And also to females, because traditionally mm-hmm. yes. females did not have jobs in engineering yeah. and other sciences. So I know the mayor and his lovely wife, they really support us and are, mm-hmm. you know, really out there with, like, let's get STEAM in there for the yeah. kids and yeah. free programs, mm-hmm. you know, Minecraft, Scratch, mm-hmm. just coding, robotics. Mm-hmm. People can go online and you can pay lots of money to take these courses, but you can start off simple and say, hey, is my kid really interested in this? Let's find out.
Yes.
And let's collaborate with other people in our community and make it happen.
Right. And you can start early. You can find out early, getting them involved in it's science, technology, engineering, art, mm-hmm. and math. And that is STEAM, full yes. steam ahead. Mm-hmm. The library is really involved in shaping futures, shaping careers, shaping mm-hmm. academic futures. So much a part of the community and evolving.
Definitely democracy is at the library because you're going to get everybody.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, STEAM and even our summer reading program, it's open not just to kids, because people always think, oh, it's just for kids. Teens. No, mm-hmm. it's for adults too, because, you know, we're always evolving and learning too.
Yes. And it's so cool that you guys are having viewing parties for people. Right. Did this happen before with the libraries?
One of our branches, Silmar, did work really closely with the sidewalk astronomers. And so there's always been that interest there. And I think for NASA and JPL, I think it was really great that they did reach out to libraries because they realized this is what people feel is a safe place to go. Let's get them to help us, you know, educate everyone about the importance of wearing specific solar glasses yes. that, you know, you won't hurt your eyes mm-hmm. or giving them tips on how to make your own pinhole DIY, you know, the shadow.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. just, you know, having a fun time at these programs.
Yes.
So either before, you know, they've happened in the summer, as we said, or on the day of, we're excited to find out like how many people are out in front of a library, you know, using their glasses.
I have a feeling a lot, many, many people. And so you are invited to go and look and to the viewing party at your local library. And then you can find them all online, right?
Yes. Yes.
Through our website at lapl.org. We're always having new programs. We're always exploring new ideas. It is our goal to provide the equal access of all resources to everyone.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's right.
And stimulate the imagination.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have fun at the viewing parties tomorrow at the library of your choice, Los Angeles Public Library. It is the Exploration and Creativity Department, which has been added, right?
It's a new department. Yeah. Under the Engagement and Learning Division.
Thank you.
Thanks.